Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up, a nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, you're up. What you got?
I am up. I'm going to tell y'all what this is in a second. But did I thank Baltimore, y'all? Did I do that?
Yes, you did.
Man, I got to thank Baltimore, Maryland again, man. I appreciate y'all coming out. We had an incredible time. Outstanding. All right, Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Now, it's going to be about 2+ years before I come back, all right? That back-to-back. Y'all got a brother working hard over there in Baltimore. All right.
Did you bring back some crab cakes?
I didn't, but I ate a bunch of them.
They're selfish.
I had crab cakes. I had egg rolls with crab in it. I had, ooh. Oh man,
delicious.
I had crab just by itself. I ate everything. I'm
crab soup, everything.
Oh, the soup. I probably had at least 6 bowls of soup that whole weekend I was there. I was clowning in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
All right. Right now, we're going to take time to pee on the house. Pee on my
what?
House. Pee
just on, like transition. Like
did you see that? Did you see that transition? Did you see that turn?
Was that a good one?
Okay.
We gonna take
pee on
time.
My house. Let's go, cat dog. I know you ain't peed on my house.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Mr. I think that's the name.
Yeah, this is what's this in regard to?
This about an air conditioning unit. You did some work for us over on my house over off Street. Do you remember coming out there last week?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Right. It was a lady there, my wife. She let you in to come out.
Right. Is there a problem? The air's not cooling or what?
No. It's cooling. Everything. Matter of fact, I want to tell you that you did a good job. But I got a question for you. Now, when you was at the house and you was working on the air conditioner out there in the backyard, did you happen to go on the side of my house and pull out and use the bathroom right there on the side? Did you go over there and do number one on the side of my house?
Say what?
Well, what I'm saying is that my wife tells me that when you were there, that you went on the side. She was looking out the window. She says that when you was there, that you and went and used the bathroom on the side of the house.
Hold. Wait a minute. I did what not to what? I
right. You and you did number one over on the side of the house. Now, is that something that you did?
Say, so, man, look, you got to understand something, man. All right, now, I apologize if that did happen, but you got to understand something. You know, we down south, man, and, you know, we talking 85, 90, 95 degree weather, man. I got to stay hydrated. I got to drink a lot of fluids. So, you know, with me being the age that I am, I have to drink a lot of fluids and it tend to pass through.
Once again,
I said I apologize.
I understand all that, but you know what? I can't accept no apology like that when I got a man that's got on the side of my house and then.
Man, now I'm apologizing to you, and you coming off on me like that?
You done on the side of my house in front of my wife.
Now, look here, young man. Now, if your wife saw me evidently, she need to see some type of because you evidently ain't doing some.
You don't. Who the hell? Who you think you talking to?
Why is your wife watching me anyway do my work? What is she that hard up that she got to look at the old man?
Look, all I know is I don't want no man at my house, in the house, side of the house, backyard, nothing.
Well, you should have been there.
Look, man, let me tell you something, dog. Let me tell you something. I'm the only person at my house. You understand
well,
me?
Evidently, you ain't right if she out there looking at me. Look here, son. I'm a professional, okay? I do my job, and I take my job with pride, okay? It's not being professional. If there's something that I did, that's that water running through me. All right.
Okay, now, but you don't at no other man's house, and you at my house, and my wife sitting there looking at you out the window. Now I got a problem with that.
Well, what you need to have a problem with is your wife looking at me. If that's what I did, you know what? You need to be at home and give her something to look at other than looking at me.
You don't tell me what I need to do about my wife. Now you don't go to another man.
Man, you know what? I'm about to lose it. All right.
You're gonna make me lose it.
Let me get my book. That's all. Yeah, you right here.
And I'm gonna tell you what.
I'm gonna show you what it is.
You don't at another man's house. You don't do that. And people, my wife looking out the window, and I bet you knew that them blinds was open.
Young man, nah. You're getting me real upset with these accusations, all right? Now, look, you at what is the street?
You know where I'm at.
I will show you what the is.
I want you to bring your back over here on Phillips.
I know exactly where you said. You that yonk on that street. I'm going to come over there, and I got something for you, yonk. I got something for you.
Now, who you think?
Made me disregard my professionalism, and I'm going to come show you what being is about.
Look, man, what you don't do is at another man's house, and that's what you did, and you know it ain't called for. Now, you could have held that.
I apologize, man. I had to go. I told you I drank a lot of fluids in this hot heat, man. Now, what else do you want me to do?
I want you to keep your fluid till you get to the service station down the street, but not in my backyard, side of the house, and my wife looking out the window.
Man, you and what you talking about. If I didn't, I apologize. If you can't accept it, then the hell with it.
Look at you're gonna me off and make me do something up in here. I'm telling you now.
What you gonna do, man? I done told you. I done apologize to you, and I will come over there and kick your okay?
No, you ain't. You'll do what? Let me tell you something.
I'll kick your young because judging from the age of your wife is young, and I know he's young. You can't deal with no old school. I'll kick your young
You're gonna get your ass whooped today. You hear me? Let me tell you, sir, I got one more thing to say to you. Is you listening to me?
Speak, damn it.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy named
Man, now you know what? I'm going to get with his. He know I got heart palpitations. And I don't need this type of in my life, man.
He said, man, my boy be out there fixing air conditioners and heaters all day. He said, man, let me tell you something. He said he'd be frustrated to begin with. He said, begin my call.
He said, man, because I got 9 or 10 more I still got to do today.
Hey, man, you all right?
Man, yeah, I'm all right now, nephew. I'm all right now, nephew. Nephew Tommy, you and that Steve Harvey are some damn fools in the morning. I listen to y'all cats every morning, man. I don't know how in the hell. I sit back riding laughing. And how y'all get people? And y'all done got me with the same. Oh, man. I enjoy y'all show, man. Y'all keep up the good goddamn work.
I appreciate it, man. I got one more question to ask you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Well, you know, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on.
Too much. No.
There you have it. All right. Let There Be Laughs. Let There Be Laughs is going down May 5th. That is Sunday night in Los Angeles at the YouTube Theater. Netflix is a joke festival. It is a comedy festival going on, and you do not want to miss Let There Be Laughs, hosted by yours truly. It's going down Sunday night. This is a clean, and I mean clean, comedy show. You got Kev on stage. You got Tony Baker. You got my man Lavelle Crawford. You got J.J. Williamson. You got, what is that? Fred Hammond live with his own band. All of that's going down. Let There Be Laughs, all right? There might be one today. May the doors of the YouTube Theater open, and there might be one today. Tickets on sale right now. Laying in the Cut is an evening with Nephew Tommy. That would be May 10th and 11th, West Palm Beach, Florida. Oh, my God, it's Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you. Congratulations.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.